The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for a 3 charts in 3 minutes-ish is the female with the Fibonacci's. It's the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're on, Nick.
Hello. Good morning. Yes, thanks. Good.
Cool, let's try and hit 3 minutes here, shall we? The first time ever in our lives. It's our fault, we talk too much to each other, you know, it's, there we are. But you can't have this conversation. It makes the world go round. And the more I'm talking now, the less chances we are of hitting that 3 minutes.
Good Lord, you've just used all my time.
Sorry. Right, first one is China African Resources, CAF, on the chart. What does it look like, Nicola?
In China Africa Resources, since mid-2015, there's a pivot level right in the middle of this consolidation range, and it's at 4. And that's where we got rejected yesterday. We're heading lower today. We failed to close above the 200-day. That's just a little bit lower at 3.75. So that's what we need to see to go higher. So if you bought the lows, which looks really good, it looks like a double bottom, and it looks like there's a good chance of going higher, you need to see it close above 4 to continue higher, and then at least we go to 11.5. So that's pretty good when you consider we're at 3. And then the second target for this stock would be 17.
Wow.
Must close above 4.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, it's, you know, there's things are happening there. They've only just started. Paul Johnson, okay, the guy behind Metal Tiger, essentially, is started there. And there's no news out yet, but there will be, I'm sure, because he's a big fan of sending out news. All right, next one is... I've lost my tab. Hang on. Next one is CloudTag, because it's had a bit of a tumultuous time, and it's always very popular. So I thought, let's look back on it, see what's happening there. What do you see in the chart here, Nick?
I think I've covered this stock 5 times, and once, yeah, I got it wrong, and nobody will forgive me. Yeah, so I'm going to be very careful.
Yeah.
You know, there's really good support at 6.2. It's a 7.86 Fibonacci retracement, and it's also the 2016 sort of June and August highs, and that's what we keep bouncing off. We've only closed below it once on December the 2nd. I think a lot of people cut their positions and then it ripped. So, you know, that's what the level to buy against. I think a close again below 6.2 would be concerning, and we'd head back to 4, which is a major level to buy against.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we're going sideways. To confirm that we've bottomed, I think that the next close above 8 would be back above the 200-day again, and this time we should really move.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. All right. The next one, very hot stock as well. At the moment, everyone's talking about it. I bought it earlier on, a couple of weeks back, and then went up. And for some reason, I sold it too early. But I did put 2 charts on the page there, Vox Markets, on the company page. And I draw a wedge. I said, look at that. And this was 3 sessions ago. I said, if it breaks out here, it'll go high, obviously, unless it'll go to the bottom of the wedge. And obviously, yesterday, it did break out, didn't it? So and today, it's up again. And so okay, where is the target here?
So what you should have drawn, since April 2015, we've made an inverted head and shoulders bottom, and the neckline was the 23.6 fib of that spike high in 2014, and that is at 0.910. So that was the neckline that we broke above. That's now the support to continue high at 0.910. Our first upside target is 1.3, the second one is 1.6, but I think this one has legs much higher.
Okay, cool. Thanks very much. And Nick, send me the charts and I'll put them on the company pages and at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Have a nice weekend, Nick. Speak next week.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.